We want to talk more about the Obamas' overseas trip. They are in France today. It's the second stop on their first international trip as the first couple. We could not help but notice that Michelle Obama is grabbing at least her fair share of the attention. Her clothes, her chummy visit with the Queen of England, all are getting, well, I just can't resist, the royal treatment. To talk more about this, we turn to Washington Post fashion editor Robin Gavant. Welcome. She's on the phone.
Hey, Michelle. Good to be here.
Now, you know, not everybody in the media is thrilled with the coverage. Your colleague at the Washington Post, Howie Kurtz, who covers the media, took kind of a grinchy tone in his blog yesterday and his story today. He called the coverage the Michelle Gush-a-thon. Is this typical of the coverage of a first lady, do you think, or a new first lady? Or is there something, do you think, intensified about the interest in Michelle Obama?
Well, you know, I think Howard was a little curmudgeonly in his blog posting. But, I mean, I think part of this is very typical for First Lady coverage. But I also think that Michelle is unique in a multitude of ways. And part of what's going on is that she doesn't really have an official role on this trip. It's not as if she's making these big speeches. She's really there and is serving more of a diplomatic purpose, a symbolic purpose. And as a result, it's her appearance that's really speaking volumes more than anything else.
Well, here's an example. We'll just play a short clip here of a visit that she had to a cancer center and an all-girls school while she was in London, where they stopped. That was the first stop on the trip. She was just a little emotional when speaking to a group of students. Here's what she said.
All of you are jewels. You are precious, and you touch my heart. And it is important for the world to know that there are wonderful girls like you all over the world.
She got a little emotional there. The audience seemed to respond to it. But as you said, as we've said, there's been a lot of attention to her wardrobe. And I have to tell you, one young woman in my office said it made her sick. She thought it was demeaning. This is a very highly accomplished woman. On the other hand, you write about clothes, but you write about, which, if you don't mind my saying, your real subject, it seems to me, is what clothing says about the culture, what it's communicating. So what do you think Michelle Obama is communicating to the world right now?
Well, I mean, I do try to write about it in that way. And to me, it seems that part of what's going into the fascination with Mrs. Obama is that she is this incredibly accomplished woman with this extraordinary background and an extraordinary life story that brought her to this point. And at the same time, she comes across, you know, physically with her attire as someone who is very sophisticated and worldly and has a certain amount of glamour. And I think it's that combination of these two extremes, this sort of Southside Chicago woman who came seemingly out of nowhere to be in this extraordinary position, and this persona that seems to have a little bit of sort of Hollywood panache to it. And I think that's what fascinates people, and I think that's also what's kind of captivated Europe, because it is in many ways a kind of fairy tale that they're unaccustomed to seeing, that we're all somewhat unaccustomed to seeing.
What do you make of the fact that she apparently, and you would be the expert on this, not I, apparently wore a J. Crew ensemble to one of her high-profile engagements? On the one hand, one of the British papers sort of sniffed, oh, she wore her office sweater. And on the other hand, I think some might argue we are in a worldwide recession. Was this an appropriate sort of gesture of modesty at a time like this? What's your take?
I would have to think that entire wardrobe has been so scrutinized by Mrs. Obama and all those who would advise her, both by request and just by poking their nose into the situation. And I think that wearing the J. Crew was incredibly smart. I mean, the first thing that she doesn't want to do as she embarks on this trip is to not look like herself, is to suddenly become this person who is wearing nothing but $3,000 dresses. So I think it was a very nice acknowledgement of the sort of mass market. It was a smart move in terms of the economy. It was a smart move in terms of accessibility, that the idea that she is a real person, someone who really understands the average person. So, I mean, I thought it was incredibly smart. Would I have recommended that she wear a sweater to meet the Queen? Maybe not.
Why not? What's wrong with a sweater?
Well, you know, I thought it made the ensemble look a little bit more informal than perhaps it should have. And also, you know, interestingly, part of the whole meeting with the Queen is all about the protocol. It's all about the symbolism. It's all about that image. And to me, it would seem that you would want to wear something that was, that sort of said formality a little bit more powerfully than the sweater, which I think tends to kind of give you a warm, fuzzy feeling when you look at it. You know, I think of someone like Dan Rather when he decided that he was going to wear, you know, cardigans as he delivered the news, or Jimmy Carter and his cardigan sweaters. I mean, the whole idea behind that is sort of warm, fuzzy, you know, embrace me kind of a thing.
Just finally, in the last minute we have here, Robin, we were talking earlier about the auto industry and the administration's plans to try to save it or indeed revive it. How significant to the economy is retailing and fashion?
Retailing, I think that's what people often forget when they think of fashion, that it's this frivolous thing. But generally, the overall impact of the American fashion industry, we're talking $300 billion. So that's a lot of money, that's a lot of jobs, and we're talking about people who are not working necessarily in 7th Avenue ateliers. We're talking about people who work in small factories in California making T-shirts. So the fact that she's elevating fashion and perhaps encouraging people to dash out to a J. Crew or wherever else, I mean, that is a good stimulus for the American economy.
Even for a sweater.
Even for a sweater.
Pulitzer Prize winner Robin Givhan writes about fashion for The Washington Post. She joined us by phone from New York. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.